KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlenedi, whose main crests are the raven and dog salmon and the Wushkitan, with the shark, wolf, and eagle as their main crests of the Akwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend on their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunachish for your patience as we learn. All right, our first guest on today's show is Dr. Elaine Schroeder. She's a psychotherapist, has been in Juneau for over 35 years, and runs a show here on KTOO called Mind Over Matter that talks about social justice and mental health. And we have her on today's show to talk about mental wellness in these strange times. Dr. Schroeder, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. It's wonderful. I'm sorry I'm not in the studio. Are you in the studio, Scott?
I am. I'm here on the second floor in the KTOO building in Studio 2K by myself. I wish you were here as well.
Yes, but I am safe and sound in my home. And I would, of course, I've been thinking so much about the impact of COVID-19 on people's wellness and people's mental health. So where do you think we should begin?
Why don't I introduced you a little bit, but in case our listeners don't know who you are, will you tell us a little bit more about you?
Yeah, well, I moved to Juneau about 38 years ago from Seattle. I had recently finished up my PhD there and went to work at AWARE right away, developing their sexual assault program. And then gradually I was teaching at the University of Alaska Southeast, teaching psychology courses. And then pretty soon after arriving, I started up my private practice. And I have been here ever since. I retired about 5 years ago.
Okay.
But you know what I've noticed, Scott? Some retired doctors are being called back into service. So I feel like I'm a retired therapist being called back to the service, and I'm happy to do it.
So what keeps you busy these days and even into this week? How are you spending your time?
Well, what I'm doing now, for the last couple of days, once I figured out what was going to happen around a proper response to the virus, as I realized we all need to self-isolate, even if we're healthy. And so I've been preparing to batten down the hatches. And I have been spending, I'd say, a couple of hours every day in the great outdoors, who wouldn't in this weather, just to keep my sanity, which is something we'll be talking about. Because like everybody else, I'm scared. And I'm correctly scared because, as one of my colleagues said, that the right amount of fear now is the correct amount of fear and much more liable to push us toward necessary action and creative solutions. And so I have been working on transferring, well, my colleagues have transferred a number of my meetings. I'm on a number of voluntary boards, including 350 Juneau and the Capital Campaign Committee for the New Jack, and we're going to be switching over into webinar mode so we can continue our work. And I've obviously stocked up the house with some food, and we are, my husband and I are now in self-isolation. So I'm really happy to be able to do this today.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. You know, you mentioned that you're scared. I think a lot of us might be a little bit scared. And is it okay to feel that way? And how are you coping with that?
Well, it's human. It's human. I mean, this is a pandemic that has never occurred in the history of our lives. We know about the Spanish flu. We know about SARS and Ebola. But this is it's so sudden, Scott. There is no question that we are going through. I mean, I have been moving so rapidly through different emotions. It is when I talk about scared or fear, of course I think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? The future is so uncertain. And one of the things I've been trying to do is ground myself in what I consider reliable information. And that includes reputable scientists, WHO, and research institutions that we can really trust. Mm. And one of the things that is creating, I think, a lot of distress in people is the lack of coherency in, with this current administration talking about the coronavirus. In places where there is a trusted and competent leader, we can see this happening around the world, a lot of anxiety is reduced because you feel secure that you have a important source, essentially the leader of your country and the health spokespeople in your government that you can trust. And so I think it's important for everybody to find authoritative information that they can trust, and that settles you down. Because confusion is part of that fear, anxiety. And I noticed I started feeling better, ironically, once I realized my plan of action, which was to get myself set up very quickly for what is, for the whole community, is isolation. Because what happened in Italy is people did not heed the warnings. And so they didn't isolate enough. They didn't personally isolate. And then it went rampant. And so what we're doing, of course, everybody knows about flattening the curve.
Right.
And what we're doing is for our fellow human beings, we're even if we're 20 and we think we're just going to get a cold, which of course isn't true, you could get very, very sick at 20, you're really doing this for your community and so that the hospitals don't get overloaded. So one way to deal with anxiety is to make a plan that's appropriate and act.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're this is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and we're speaking with psychotherapist Dr. Elaine Schroeder about mental wellness in these times. Let's talk about self-isolation. We're talking to, you just talked about the social implications of why it's important to self-isolate a little bit. So please continue with that if you like. And let's just, you know, many of us are very social beings and we rely on that social interaction. Can you talk a little bit about how you and your colleagues are going to sort of cope with being isolated?
Well, I share that. I'm very social myself. And so obviously this is in the very early days, but one of the reasons why I'm feeling very, very, I would say positive, because who wants to be socially isolated? I'm feeling relaxed, let's put it that way a bit, is because I am already trying to be creative and discovering means of interacting with people digitally. Mm-hmm. And for example, my book group is supposed to meet this Wednesday. We've already switched over to the Zoom platform. So we're going to meet on Zoom. And Zoom is it's a webinar. How would you describe it? You probably can describe it better than me.
Yeah, you know, we are meeting here at KTOO via Zoom. You know, it seems like a digital platform where people call in or go in digitally with their phones or their computers, and you're able to meet. It seems pretty easy to me.
Right.
Pretty accessible.
And so, yeah, so, you know, human beings need the ability to make decisions and be in control. We need a sense of community and connection with others, and we need to have a purpose or effectiveness. So what I would suggest is to try to create as much of that as possible in isolation, whether you're Skyping with friends or assigning yourself structured work. And I know many of us have home projects that could use, yeah. So my husband and I absolutely need to clean this place out we've been here almost 40 years of accumulated stuff. And guess what? That's what we're going to do. Right. And we're going to do it on a day-to-day basis. So I think, actually, Scott, I was thinking, you know, you're getting me in the early stages of this. So if my experience is of any help, I felt pretty engaged with making plans. Like, I plan to meditate every day, and I'm kind of a fallen away meditator. Well, that's going to get back on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get out of doors, rain or shine, every day. That means that I'll either be walking alone with my isolation partner, my husband, or with a friend, keeping a great distance friends. And really being careful to keep that distance and not driving together, of course, because my home will become my isolation bubble. And an appendage of that is my car. So I can't have people coming in and out of my car. So we will meet at the trailhead. I'm thinking,
sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
I'm thinking, I'm not very artistic, but I have all these art supplies from the class I took, and I think it's time to look out the window and do some drawing. And I'm going to lose a lot, too. I'm going to lose the company of my children. I'm going to lose the company of my adored granddaughter and new grandson, because it's impossible to be in seclusion and be safe and have people come in and out of the house, unless that I'd rather be around for them for the long run.
And you mentioned things like Skype to communicate with them. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, tomorrow I want to meet my granddaughter Alana at the whale. And now we won't get too close, but we'll run around the whale together.
All right. You've mentioned sort of a plan of action, and you've outlined that for us here on the show. Do you actually have this written down, something that you're looking at every day, Dr. Schroeder?
No, I don't. This is so brand new, but you can tell that I've thought a lot about it. Here's the things to watch out for. You want to watch out for depression. So people with already pre-existing psychological issues should be aware that isolation is going to be a challenge. It's a challenge for all of us. So if you're in therapy, I'm sure your therapist is arranging for phone or Skype meetings. And you should keep that up. So being aware that this puts a stress on all of us, it's a very stressful situation, because even if I sound very positive about my preparations, I've only been in isolation for one day. It's
right.
Just the beginning.
Right.
And there'll be individuals of lower income. We're four people. Will be, you know, parents and two little kids in a small apartment. What they found out in Italy was that the better prepared people were for this isolation, and I'm going to only talk about psychologically prepared, getting online and looking up sites that will be proliferating now around what to do while you're in isolation. So they found that people who weren't prepared would break that isolation, go out and endanger themselves and the community. So we're in isolation for each other. We don't want to have that isolation drive us nuts.
Right, right. For somebody who is really struggling, let's say, with depression, and maybe doesn't have a therapist, what might be your advice to them? Who in our community or one of your colleagues might you suggest they contact?
Well, I'm not going to give recommendations for individuals over the phone, but of course you can go online and look up the therapists in Juneau. You can call Bartlett Regional Hospital, and they will probably have a list of psychotherapists who are currently available in Juneau. And that would be a terrific idea. For self-care, that would be really important to have a confidential person to talk to who can give you feedback and to relieve some of that isolation and that sense of, you know, am I going crazy? Is this a normal feeling? And to get advice about what to do.
Right. All right, Dr. Schroeder, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. Let me see if I got some of your points here. To recap a little bit, let's go outside every day, rain or shine. build some strategies for communication with like your book group or other social groups via Skype or other technology. Make sure you're getting reliable information. Find people that you trust, scientists and other governmental organizations. Let's see. Trying to be creative. It sounds like you might start painting again. Create a plan of action and do home projects.
and yes, basically have a plan. And one thing I did is, this is in my mind, I haven't written it down, but to have a little bit of a schedule. Now, I've been retired for some years, so I'm used to having a free-floating schedule. But for people who have kids at home, to have a schedule of what you're doing and have a routine so you're not just making it up every minute of the day. And I have another thing that I would suggest for those who are not in strict isolation, although we all may be in strict isolation, but for the time being, offering to help others can really help create a sense of community. And loneliness is a very serious health risk for older people who are living alone or anybody who's living alone. And I'm sure in Juneau, because of the strength of our community, there will be remedies for things that individuals may be worried about, like how am I getting groceries? I don't know anybody. I just moved to town. My kids are all gone. They've moved away. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? I am sure we are going to get online groups that will be poised. And the city itself will be poised to give that assistance because that is what is going to have us come out of this feeling like we are really an amazing community. You know, we often say Juneau is such an amazing community. Well, I think this is going to prove it.
All right. I like that positive note, Dr. Schroeder. I really appreciate you speaking with us on today's Juneau Afternoon. Please keep us in the loop. If you come up with any more fun strategies, send them my way so I can share them with our listeners. Is there anything else you'd like to share today?
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.